And the other one, which I'll mention very briefly, I know we're running out of time, but was a Scottish film actually called Running in Traffic. I try and support Scottish films where I can. I like to go and see them. I think it's important that we try and see these. But this one, just it, all the cliches that we would maybe expect from a low-budget Scottish film are in there. And they don't do it very well. There are ways of doing it, and they don't do it. It's kind of, it starts off with a young girl in the back of a taxi, bleeding from her lower nether regions. You see lots of blood. It cuts to an old man dying in hospital. Back to her, and her baby's dying, and the man dies. So there's this, straight away you get this kind of parallel lives. There's her and this other chap who is the son of the man who's died. His life is very depressing. He's involved in drugs and trying to sell drugs, and owes money, and everyone's after him. And her life, she's an immigrant, and she's trying to keep her job in the local cafe, and the boss doesn't like her, and she's lost her baby, and you depressed yet? that's like the first 10 minutes, and it's just, it goes on and on and on like this, just this one tone all the way through it. And at one point, you kind of get, quite early on, like I say, you get this idea of it's about parallel lives and how people's lives touch each other's. And at one point, she sits down and she explains to someone who's also linked with this bloke and this other who she doesn't know. And she actually sits down and she says, you know, I've got this theory about life and about the world, and it's all about how everyone's lives are touched by everyone else's. And you're thinking, I know, I've worked that out myself.
You didn't need the scene explaining
it. You don't need to sit down for 5 minutes and explain the sort of point of the film.
I mean, that's a problem in another film we saw, Adam.
Yeah.
Which was quite a nice film, but there was a scene in it where it just screeched to a halt to have this sincere chat about what Asperger's syndrome is, just in case you didn't know. Mm-hmm. And then, right, we got that out of the way, let's start the film again.
Yeah. Well, Running in Traffic, I'm really sorry to say, it's just depressing. I found myself sighing a number of times, just sitting there, without wanting to, just sighing, thinking, why is this so depressing? And there are ways of doing it. There's ways of putting a bit of laughter in there and light parts, but it's just this one tone all the way through.
People do actually laugh and have a good time sometimes.
Yeah. And I can't think of one. The only sort of good thing about it is that Kenneth Cranham pops up, who was in Rome, and he's a Scottish originally, apparently. I would think it was an English actor, but he's a Scottish actor. He pops up for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
The best thing in it. The acting isn't terrible, it's just more the script.
It's just down.
So those are
There's so much good Scottish film out there. Like And Two, which I saw at the festival. No, I didn't see one at the festival. I know of one anyway. One Day Removals was on at the festival. It was shown in the videotheque. That's a great Scottish film.
And Crying with Laughter is another great one. That was one of the ones.
And The Dead Outside, a superb horror film.
Never heard
of Scotland, filmed in Borders. Featuring an actor who I met once called Alton Milne. Very small scale. Again, it's the whole idea of Pontypool, the huge big horror event, but you're focusing on these couple of characters holed up in a building. And it's really well done.
Is it out on DVD?
I think it probably might be.
There's The Dead Outside.
The Dead Outside. I'd have to find that out.
I feel like they're sponsoring us. The Dead Outside, you say?
I'm just promoting Scottish films.
No, I was just mentioning some good Scottish films.
Like Wasted, actually, there's another one.
Removals. Or did I say
another Scottish one, which was about, bizarre, this is the thing, this film was about drugs.
Yeah.
It's about female prostitution, male prostitution, actually, filmed in Glasgow, very, very low budget. But and that was in the festival, but that was, I really enjoyed that one. It's not a topic that has to be
Scottish film.
It's not going to be. It's not happy at all. But it's not. It's not as depressing as this other one. So, anyway.
Well, that's that written off.